सेटलमेंट गाइड के इस अंश में आज हम आपको ऑस्ट्रेलिया की चाइल्ड केयर व्यवस्था के बारे में बताएंगे। सारा गार्डनर 3 बच्चों की माँ है, उनका एक लड़का 7 साल का है, एक 4.5 साल की लड़की और 9 सप्ताह का एक बच्चा। सारा गार्डनर एक व्यवसाय चलाती हैं और पिछले 6 सालों में उन्होंने सिर्फ 8 हफ्तों का ब्रेक लिया है, वो भी तब जब उनका दूसरा और तीसरा बच्चा पैदा हुआ। वो कहती हैं कि लचीले घंटों में काम करने की आज़ादी उन्हें चाइल्ड केयर सेवाओं के विकल्पों के चलते ही मिली।
I've used various forms of childcare, so nothing for my 9-week-old, but my eldest two, over the years, we have used everything from a private nanny, a live-in au pair, family daycare, long daycare, and also KU preschooling. I have literally tried everything because there are advantages and disadvantages. You know, I guess no one service provider is perfect. And what I have learned over the years is that I need to use it.
शिक्षा कौशल और रोजगार विभाग में अर्ली चाइल्ड केयर एंड चाइल्ड केयर ग्रुप की उप सचिव डॉक्टर रॉस बेक्स्टर कहती हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में माता पिता कई चाइल्ड केयर विकल्प चुन सकते हैं। उनमें से एक विकल्प है चाइल्ड केयर सेंटर, जिसे सेंटर बेस्ड डे केयर के नाम से भी जाना जाता है।
These are daycare services that are approved by regulators to provide really quality early childhood education and care. They're sometimes called long day care because they're often open from quite early in the morning and then they're open until the early evening so that people can access care.
एक और विकल्प family day care भी है.
We also have family day care, and that's a type of childcare that's usually provided in the home of an educator. So that means you take your children along to someone's home. That's usually most educators are women, but not all of them. You take them along to the home of an educator and they receive care in that person's home.
ऐसा ही एक और विकल्प outside school hours care भी है। इसमें बच्चों की स्कूल से पहले या बाद में देखभाल की जाती है, जो कि आमतौर पर सुबह 6:30 बजे से 9 बजे तक और फिर दोपहर 3 बजे से शाम 6 बजे तक रहती है। इसी के साथ स्कूल की छुट्टियों के दौरान भी आप ये सेवा ले सकते हैं। जिन क्षेत्रों में चाइल्ड केयर विकल्प उपलब्ध नहीं है, वहाँ इन होम केयर है, जहाँ शिक्षक बच्चों के घर में देखभाल प्रदान करता है। इन होम केयर उन परिवारों के लिए उपयुक्त है जिनके घर के पास किसी चाइल्ड केयर का विकल्प नहीं है या फिर जिनके काम करने के घंटे निर्धारित नहीं है। इन परिवारों की जरूरतें भी अलग रहती हैं। डॉक्टर बेक्स्टर बताते हैं कि फिर इसके बाद पांचवें प्रकार की देखभाल है प्रीस्कूल।
We also have preschool, which is called different things in different states, but it generally refers to the year before full-time schooling. It's generally a more structured and shorter day of care. In some places it's called kinder, in other places it's known as preschool, and that's when children start to enter a slightly more structured learning environment, and the Commonwealth government and states and territories both provide support for that type of preschool care.
Dr. Baxter ke anusar school se pehle ko chhodkar in sabhi setting mein child care kab leni hai ye bacche ki umr se zyada is baat par nirbhar karta hai ki bacche aur parivar ki sthiti aur zarurat kya hai. Sara Gardner ka kehna hai ki jab unke bacche chote the tab bachchon ko family care yani ki parivarik day care mein rakhna bahut acha raha.
I needed a service provider that looked after under 2-year-olds, and the area in which I live in doesn't have any long daycare centres for that age group. So I did start looking at family daycares. I also felt that the smaller environment of a family daycare with a small child was an advantage because there are only 3 other children in care at any one time and they're all quite similar ages. I guess the only disadvantage that I found with the family daycare was that if the carer was unwell or one of their children was unwell or if they want to take holidays, then they close and we didn't have any alternative childcare.
जब बच्चे 2 साल के हो गए तो वो एक लंबे डे केयर सेंटर में जाने लगे और जब वो 3.5 साल के हो गए तो वो सप्ताह में 3 दिन प्री स्कूल जाने के लिए केंद्र में जाया करते थे। सारा गार्डनर का कहना है कि स्कूल शुरू करने से पहले बच्चों के प्री स्कूल में जाने से बच्चों को स्कूल की तैयारी में बहुत मदद मिलती है।
With the long day care, they support the children from when they were 2 to develop their social relationships and confidence with other children. But as the kids reached an age close to entering school, I think they felt a little bit out of place amongst the younger age group, which was there. Whereas in at KU, the kids are older and KU focuses much more on the early years of learning before entering school. So there's more of a focus on supporting children to take on responsibility, demonstrate independence and develop skills they'll need for, I guess, a happy integration into the school world.
कूप प्रीस्कूल चाइल्ड केयर और प्रारंभिक शिक्षा सेवाओं का एक गैर लाभकारी प्रदाता है जिसके ऑस्ट्रेलिया में 150 केंद्र हैं। डॉक्टर बेक्स्टर का कहना है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक ही पाठ्यक्रम बच्चे को पढ़ाया जाना चाहिए, चाहे वो अपना प्रीस्कूल वर्ष डे केयर सेंटर में करें या एक स्टैंड अलोन किंडरगार्टन में।
The Commonwealth Government and the states and territories have all worked together to say there should be certain things that children are being taught and prepared for in that year before school. And that should really be no different whether they're being taught in the long daycare or in a standalone kindergarten or preschool. Where it might be a little bit different is because you might have a child who is attending long daycare for 10 or 12 hours a day, and there's only part of that day where they're having the year before school preschool curriculum taught to them. So in general, the preschool curriculum is a 600 hours a year for that year before school curriculum. That's really only a couple of 7.5 hour days a week.
सारा गार्डनर के लिए प्रीस्कूल डे केयर सेंटर की तुलना में बहुत सस्ता साबित हुआ। डॉक्टर बेक्स्टर का कहना है कि ऐसे कई कारण हैं जिनकी वजह से चाइल्ड केयर सेंटर अधिक शुल्क लेते हैं।
Sometimes why preschool can be a bit cheaper than long daycare is that the state government and the Commonwealth government subsidise that year before school because it's so important to children's schooling, and also because in a centre-based daycare, children might be spending the whole day there. You're really paying for 12 hours. You're not just paying for the preschool component, but you're also paying for the care for 10 or 12 hours. In some cases, you're paying for food and other provisions for those times.
Dr. Baxter का कहना है कि केंद्र आधारित डेकेयर स्कूल के घंटों की देखभाल के बाहर पारिवारिक डेकेयर, होम केयर और प्रीस्कूल सभी को फेडरल सरकार से धन प्राप्त होता है।
With preschool, with the year before school, we the Commonwealth government provide funding to the state that gets passed on to preschoolers in that state. For centre-based care and family daycare and outside school hours care, we provide a subsidy. So the service itself might charge, let's say, $10 an hour, might be the average hourly fee for a centre-based daycare, might be around $10. And how much subsidy you then get back from the government to help you manage the cost of that depends on what your family's income is.
डॉक्टर बेक्स्टर कहती हैं कि सामान्य तौर पर कॉमनवेल्थ सरकार जो समर्थन देती है वो उन लोगों के लिए अधिक है जो कम सीखते हैं।
For example, if you earn less than about $70,000 a year, you would be on the highest level of subsidy, which is 85%, which means if your centre-based daycare service is charging you $10, we would pay for 85% of that, which is $8.50 an hour. And you would have to pay the other $1.50. On the other hand, if you're a very high income family and you're at the very, very highest end of the income scale, you might find that you only get a 30% subsidy from the government. So we might be only paying for about $3.30 of that $10 an hour.
Child care subsidy hasil karne ke liye kisi bhi mata pita ko Australia ka nagrik, sthayi nivasi या एलिजिबल वीजा होना जरूरी है।